Hi. John.
Good, you?
Doing good. Are you the homeowner?
No, my wife is.
Okay. Just stop by real quick. We're out here in the area. I don't know if you happen to know Tracy Carl, just down the street here.
No.
But, just around the corner. Actually forgot their name. The Gordons? You happen to know that?
Mm-hmm.
No? Okay, that's fine. Yeah, we're just out here taking care of their bucks for them. You know, must have seen just the spiders around. A few wasps as well. The typical that you guys are seeing.
A few wasps.
A few wasps? Up here in the eaves, or is it mostly in the backyard?
I don't know. We haven't had too many this year.
Okay. Perfect. And you said you didn't really see much of the spiders then?
No.
Okay. Perfect. What's the secret?
Don't keep a lot of leaves and let them multiply.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. They like the trees a lot and, you know, those little leaves on the ground for sure. Do you guys have a garage here?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you're going out there much or... Some people have been seeing, like, the black widows out in the garages. You know, we're doing full protection right now. We're actually doing about 40% off. It's kind of why a lot of people just haven't us come out, prep their homes for the fall when the spiders start mating. So I have a couple spots left this afternoon that I could do with that 40% off, like I was telling you. One at 3 and one at 5. You guys are going to be around.
Carolyn? He's spraying for spiders.
How's it going?
Hi, good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm just stopping by real quick. I don't know if you've seen our truck up here in the area at all.
Uh-oh.
The neighbors.
No.
Okay, we're just across the street with the Gordons yesterday morning. Down the street this afternoon with the Tracy family. I was just telling your husband, a lot of people have been seeing like the spiders around.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, even some of those black widows. Have you typically just seen that as well? Or?
Yeah, we've seen a few.
Okay. Are the black widows or just the spiders in general?
Both.
Oh, okay. Out in the garage mostly? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
By the back door sometimes.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. And, you know, we're out here right now. We're prepping the homes for the fall when the spiders really start mating.
Uh-huh.
That's the season. And, you know, getting rid of, like, any of the earwigs, ants, kind of things people are seeing as well. That way, you know, spiders are predators.
Right.
So you have to really get those other insects they're eating, otherwise, you know, there's always going to be food for them.
Right. So how much is this?
Good question. What I would just need to do is real quick, just do a quick walk around, kind of give you a better estimate, kind of see, you know, how size and everything.
Okay.
Would you want to come with me, or?
You can just walk around and look and then come back if you want.
Okay.
I mean, we just have the house, there's a garage, and there's a little shed in the back. I know we have some stuff in there, and a lot of times we have spiders that get in there, you know, so.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, I'll do that quick walk around and just want me to meet back here.
Yeah, you can just ring the doorbell when you're through.
Okay. What was your name again?
Carolyn.
Carolyn? I'm Gemini, by the way.
Hi.
So I'll be back in just 1 second. Alright, so I looked around and just kind of seeing what was around and everything. You said the shed in the back as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I did look in there. I don't know if you guys really go around there much, but there's quite a few wasp nests up underneath the eaves.
There's wasps and there's lots of earwigs. I mean, they've destroyed my flowers this year. I know that. And I have sprayed Malathion. I've even sprayed 7, but I know there's, and we've even put little cans out and caught a lot of wasps. I mean, not wasps, but earwigs in them. So I know I have tons of earwigs.
Yeah, and the way that service works on the outside, we actually do an invisible product around all the foundation. We could do, you know, treat the garage and the shed for you as well. And it's invisible. They get it on them, take it back to the nest, and they get all of them that way.
Okay.
And it really, you know, takes care of the nest. And there's certain areas around your yard you could spot trick one as well.
Okay.
And then, you know, we go around all the eaves. In that shed, we, you know, knock all those wasps down.
Mm-hmm.
But we put a lemongrass oil up so they can't rebuild.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we had one up here, a couple here earlier this year, but we knocked them down.
Yeah, and sometimes, I don't know if you've noticed how they kind of like to rebuild in the same spot.
Yeah.
And that's just because they leave the pheromones down, so they know where they're at before. And so that, you know, we'll knock them down if you get them, and plus, you know, the lemongrass oil keeps them off because it disrupts the pheromones they leave down. Mm-hmm. They can't smell it. And so, show you real quick. So, these are all the standard pests that we take care of. There's earwigs, we include the mice inside as well, ants and spiders. So, what it would run for your home, normally, I'm sorry, need a different one. Normally it would be 125 on that initial visit.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot to mention, sorry, to get back down to the pupa, you know, that are around, the egg cycle, we come back after 30 days to hit those that are, you know, growing into the adults, because the product won't affect these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then we come once a season to get, you know, like the seasonal pests, like the spiders that are in the fall, and then, you know, the eggs that are hatching. And that, you know, that'll be more of a long-term fix for you rather than, you know, getting the adults and then, you know, a little bit the other guys just grow up. And then, so, normally, like I said, it's 125 on the initial, and it drops down from that to the 89 on the quarterly visits. And right now, I can throw in the wasp for free, and like I told you, that de-webbing for the webs and the spider and the wasp nests, and the carpenter preventative service and clover mites. And that's because we're up in the area right now, so.
Okay, so what you're saying though is that I have to do this every year. If I sign up for this, I have to do it every quarter?
So the way it works is for us to be able to, you know, guarantee it, like we guarantee in between the visits for free.
Mm-hmm.
The service is for this initial year. It's not like a 2 or 5 year commitment.
Mm-hmm.
We would come this initial year, and then after that year, you don't have to commit to anything. It would just be that discount like I told you, the 89.
Mm-hmm.
And then out, you know, it'd just be a service-to-service basis after that. And you don't have to pay up front at all. It's just after each visit. But we do ask for that initial year.
Okay, for the first year.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if I could do you guys today, I can take the kind of the initial startup fee off, and I could just do 89 for you guys.
Okay.
Since we're up here in the area.
Okay.
I'm going to be down the street at 2. You guys going to be around at 3 this afternoon?
I'll be here all the day. All the
way. Okay. What was your last name?
Steiner. C-A-S.
What happened? Mind if we just sit down real quick?
Yeah, come on.
Thank you.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. Sometimes this does this.
Just sit right here.
Okay. You from Grantsville?
Not originally, but I've lived here for so many years that I guess I'm from here.
Yeah? You're more from here than from where you were before?
From
yeah? Why do you like the places that are so hot?
Oh, Blanding wasn't hot. It's not like
Georgia.
Oh.
Okay.
7,000 feet there. I mean, it's hot. It gets hot, but it's not. Felt like here.
This isn't hot for you?
Yeah, this is way hot.
Oh, okay. I was like, I'm dying.
No, I like the 70s, 80s is my temperature.
How come you don't move to San Diego?
That's what my husband would want to do. I don't want to live in California.
Yeah.
It's the weather's nice, but I don't want to all the traffic. And of course, we're getting all that out here now anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, that's quite a bit. It's grown pretty fast up here, right?
Oh, yeah, really fast. Too fast.
What was your last name again?
Castano. C-A-S.
Uh-huh.
T-A-G.
E-G.
N?
N-O. N-O. How would you say that again?
Castano.
C-A-S-T-A-G-N-O. Okay. Where's that name from?
Italy.
Italy? Sweet. Okay.
Where are you from?
I'm from Wyoming. Yeah. But I live in Logan right now. So go to youth school up there. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. It's a lot cooler than here. Yeah, for sure. The bad part's the winter for sure. Because it gets all like muggy up there and stuff.
Yeah.
But how come you don't live in Twilla?
I don't like Twilla.
And either.
No, there's no comparison between Grantsville and Twilla.
Yeah, honestly, we were there a month ago, and I like it so much more down here.
I lived in Twilla for about a year before I got married. I worked up there. That's what brought me out here to start with. No, I wouldn't. Grantsville's twice the place to live.
Yeah, I agree.
And I don't like Stansbury.
That's farther.
No, it's this way. You probably, which way did you come
in? We came in through Salt Lake. Well, through
Salt Stansbury. Did you go through Lake Point?
I'm not really sure.
Did you take exit 99?
I think so, yeah.
Then you came through Lake Point. Stansbury's the big community there, and then you come this way to Grants.
Okay. Yeah, we passed through by Erta. Yeah, that's that way, right? Yeah. Stansbury is by a, like, lake or something, isn't it?
Well, you had to go through, you had to go by Stansbury to get here.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So all the houses are being built over there.
Yeah, I haven't.
And there's the water and stuff there.
Yeah. You haven't gone there. Some of the other people went over there, but.
So how did you get here without getting there? How did you get to
No, the I mean, we've, I think we drove past it.
Oh, yeah.
But I actually didn't, like, go in the neighborhoods over there. Yeah.
Into the town itself.
Yeah, exactly. I actually forgot your name. What was it again?
Carolyn.
Carolyn. I was thinking like Caroline, Carolee or something.
C-A-R-O-L-Y-N.
Yeah. Carolyn, okay. There's lots of ways to spell Carolyn, isn't there? What was your phone number?
435-840-5722.
Okay.
540-5722.
Okay, and do you have a landline?
No.
No? Okay. And what was your email?
Carolyn, all little
letters. Uh-huh. 0810 at Hoffman. Okay. And then it's East Main Street. What's your house number?
35.
35 East Main Street, right? You never lived in Salt Lake either?
Well, I went to school in Salt Lake. I lived there for 5 years.
At U of U or at the?
No, just at
the
high school.
Oh.
First out of high school. So
nice.
It's changed a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's not even the same. I go by where I used to live. It's completely different.
Yeah, that's what someone down the street was telling me too. I can't remember the city. It was like. I just keep thinking Grantsville, but it's another city kind of like that. And he's like, yeah, I go past my house, and it's nothing like it was before.
Yeah.
Kind of weird how that changes. You grew up in Salt Lake, you said?
No, I grew up in Blanding, Utah.
Blanding, okay.
Down by the Four Corners.
Yeah. Blanding.
And it's still a little. Of course, if this day has it, they have their way, it'll be a ghost town. So they're trying to make all that big area. National Monument.
Really? Blanding too?
Like, well, it's all the area around the 1.9 million acres. The Bear's Ears, I don't know if you've heard the controversy on that.
No.
If Obama signs the paper, it'll all be a National Monument.
Huh. That's interesting.
It won't help if it'll hurt him.
Yeah, I've been to Four Corners once, but where the Four Corners, the little like site, isn't really where it actually is, right? That's what
oh,
I heard.
The Four Corners are, yeah.
Like the little like tourist thing,
huh?
The like tourist area.
I don't know, I thought that was the spot.
So I heard that it wasn't really, like actually the spot where it was at.
They've made it bigger than what it used to be. I mean, it's got to be in that vicinity somewhere, I would think.
Okay.
Where Utah, New Mexico, Arizona, and Colorado meet, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, down there. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, and let me just put a couple notes in. So you said, I'm going to put the notes in so they make sure and do the shed back there. You know, look under there for the wasps. And then, was there any other, like, spot that I could, you know, any special places?
No, I just know that back by the shed there was a lot of earwigs and stuff in the soil back there.
Okay.
But we've sprayed for all that, so.
Okay.
So what do you guys spray with?
So on the foundation, we rotate products. The first visit, the products are the slow-releasing product. It's called Termidor. So they get on them and take it back to their nests. On the following visit, the product we use on the foundation is called Talstar. has bifenthrin in it. So it's fast releasing, they get it on them and then they die before they get too far away. Then up in the eaves, we use Talstar and lemongrass oil as well. We do rotate products during the year, depending on the season. So, yeah.
What do you spray with? What's it called?
So the foundation's it's called Termidor. Then up in the eaves, we use Talstar, and it's a mixture with lemongrass oil so wasps and spiders can't build their nests. And we do rotate the product, so there are a few others, just depending on the season of the year. So sometimes we do powders instead of sprays. Like in the winter, it is an important visit because the insects are trying to get inside. So on that visit, it's mainly we're focusing on like underneath the sinks inside the wall. I don't think I mentioned that to you. We create inside where the pipe goes in the wall. Insects get into the walls because that's where they want to live. They really love getting to that, the moisture on the pipe. So they go there, get the product on them, and take it back to their nests, they made in the wall voids. And that product's actually called Phantom. So they actually use it in daycares and restaurants and stuff. So, you actually notice a bunch of grasshoppers back by the...
Yeah, there's grasshoppers. Does it kill grasshoppers?
It should get grasshoppers. We do crickets. But we don't really guarantee in the yard, just because, you'd have to kind of spray the entire yard. But you probably see a reduction. So. Okay. Garage. Okay. Like I told you, we would just bill after each visit. You don't have to pay the entire service up front. If I could just get your card real quick, we accept Visa, MasterCard, or Discover. Save a little bit of money because we're already up here. So, and after that year, the price will never go up if you guys decide to stay with us. Mm-hmm. After the year, it's only going to be 4 visits. This initial year, it's 5 just because we do that 3-day follow up. Mm-hmm. And then it's not like another year commitment or anything.
Okay.
Plus the wasps and the webway, carpenter ants, and the clover mites that are usually a little extra. You also always have those as long as you're with us too, for no extra charge. So, pretty great deal right now.
So what part of Wyoming are you from?
I'm from Evanston. You ever heard of it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? What brought you over there? Just passing through?
Oh, I've been through there.
Okay.
One year my son was wrestling. We went up there to the big tournaments they have there every year. In fact, my grandson wrestled up there this last year. So. And then I've been through there.
Okay. You went there last year then?
I didn't go.
Oh, he was up there?
But he was up there.
Okay. Yeah. That tournament's, that's a lot of teams from Chicago. I always played basketball, but yeah, no, I never really. I worked it 1 year after I graduated.
Yeah, it was pretty busy.
Yeah, there's tons. All I need to do is just go over a little bit of information with you.
Mm.
Okay. Is this, could you just check that and make sure it's all right?
Okay.
These are the standard tests.
Okay.
And then I told you those 4 specialized that we do for free.
Okay.
And I told you that guarantee. Every time we come out, before we come out, we'll call you 4 days before to let you know. That way we're not sat here now without you guys knowing.
Okay.
Usually the inside we do about twice a year.
Oh, you do inside too?
So, like I said, we don't, spray the baseboards just because, that's not where the bugs are living.
Right.
We do inside underneath the sinks.
Oh, underneath the sinks, okay.
Mm-hmm. In the kitchen and the bathrooms.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then did you have a basement?
Yeah.
Is it finished?
Yeah.
Okay. So, this would be where we would do, and then if
so
you...
I have 2 sinks downstairs.
Okay. So 2 sinks downstairs and then your kitchen?
Kitchen and bathroom up here.
Okay. Yeah, we do all those. And then if you like, you know, buy a water heater or something if it's unfinished, do that as well.
It's finished, but you could still
okay.
put it in there.
Yeah, if you want us to.
Yeah.
And like I said, if you want us to do it inside every time, when we call you for that visit, just make sure and tell us, you know, call us back and set an appointment so we know you're going to be here so we can get in.
Okay.
And then like I told you, it's for this initial year. So these would be the visits we would, you know, we'd be out in June and July. And then it would be November, February, and May.
Okay.
After May, it would just be in August. If, you know, that's when we would service again if you guys...
So after that would be August, November, February, and May.
Yeah, it'd always be these 4 months, uh-huh. For as long as you're with us.
And it's always going to be $89.
Yep. We'll never jump up. If you guys decided to stop before the year, the discount I'm doing, we would refund it. You know, it would be like an early termination fee kind of thing. Just because
okay.
we are, you know, giving you a great discount today.
Okay.
But after that year, there's no problem. You can stop after that.
Okay.
I would just need to grab your initials real quick, just on the keypad here.
Oh.
And then just one more time, just so we can bill you on your credit card. And then, do you want to capitalize this one as well?
Yeah.
Let's see. There we go. Okay. And then, you know, the signature needs to match identically to your credit card. I'm just kidding. No.
I was going to say, I don't think my credit card's...
It's just with your finger.
Oh, it's just my finger. I hate signing these things.
It's rough.
Oh, that's bad.
You want to restart?
Yeah.
Okay, let's reset. There you go. Wait, what? Oh, the guy who did the arson?
Did they find him?
I guess.
That was sad.
Yeah, no kidding. Did your power go out as well?
No, we didn't have any power go out.
Because our power, we're staying up in Tooele at a house, and
oh, yeah.
our power went out, like, all of a sudden, like, oh, well, I guess we're going to bed now.
Yeah, that was
quite a few.
One home and 8 others, 10 were destroyed and 8 others were burned.
Wow.
And they lost everything, the 10 homes mm-hmm. worth everything.
Yeah.
I don't know why somebody feel good about starting a fire.
The person they just said, I think I know someone by that name.
By what name?
Jesse, I know two people named that, Jesse Barker.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, did you have any questions for me at all?
No.
Okay.
Should be good.
So we can do it in the garage. Is that all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Could you guys just pull your trucks out or cars whenever he comes?
Mm-hmm.
Bring it in there?
Yeah.
And then I was just going to mention, if you know anyone around, like a referral, I could give you guys $20 off one of your visits, if you know anyone off the top of your head.
I don't know if my kids would be interested in them or not. I guess you could check with them.
Okay. If you want, I can leave you my phone number, and or if you want, just you know, tell me their name now.
Kelly Clark.
Kelly Clark?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What was Kelly Clark? Is it your daughter's
son?
Okay.
They're both Kelly. Him and his wife were both
really?
Kelly. Yeah.
Wow, that's... Is it spelled the same way?
Yeah.
Really? Wow. Do you know his phone number? Or?
Are you going to call him first?
Where do you think he lives? Where does he live at?
He lives on 526 War Street.
Is that close to here?
No, it's way up here.
Either, yeah, you could call him or I could call him, whatever.
Well, let me call him and ask. I don't know if they're interested
okay.
or not. And then why don't you leave me your number?
Yeah,
and then if they are, I have two sons. I'll check with them both if they are.
Okay.
I see Ryan. I know him.
Ryan McBride?
No, her.
You know Joe McKeon?
Mm-hmm. Where do they live in?
He lives on Quirk Street. He's a freshman football coach at high school. You know her?
Mm-hmm. Paul and Chris, I know them. So these people that you've contacted already, Darren Robert.
Yeah, these are all of our customers. Well, you know, a few of our customers up here. Not all of them, kind of just the closer ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, he just has you do Main Street, huh? Brian does. He doesn't have you do his house.
I don't know. Does he live somewhere else?
Yeah, that's just his workplace.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. But, I guess I'll leave you my name.
How long are you going to be out here?
Probably till Monday or Tuesday.
Okay, I'll call them, and if they're interested, I'll have them give you a call.
Yeah.
Have you call them.
Yeah, for sure. I'm probably not going to be up here next week, but our technicians will be servicing. So, okay. If you give me a call before, you know, before I leave on Saturday, it'd be good.